Zondervan presents Anger is a Choice by Tim LaHaye and Bob Phillips. Read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. Are you an angry person? Then join the club. So are we. We both have struggled with anger in the past. You mean you don't struggle with it now? You ask. We would like to be able to answer that by saying we no longer have to face our anger. We would like to tell you that we have found the golden key that eliminates hostility, and that if you will follow certain techniques, you will no longer have to deal with anger. But if we did this, we would be lying, or at the least be very misleading. No, we are human like you. That's not an excuse, that is a fact. The fact that we are human is what makes dealing with the emotion of anger so difficult. You notice we said dealing with anger, not eliminating anger. We believe that all our emotions have been given to us by God. It is easy for us to accept emotions, such as joy, peace, tenderness, and confidence, as being God-given. It is harder to believe that God has given us the emotions of fear or anger, but He has. You may not realize it, but fear, anger, and depression are among your best friends. "You're crazy," you reply. "You guys have been in the counseling room too long." True, we have done a lot of counseling, but we don't think we are crazy. Let's try to explain it this way. Imagine that we go to our friend's new house for a visit. They are giving us a tour, and we come to the kitchen. As we look around at the beautiful new kitchen, we notice there apparently is no stove. The only thing we see that might be a stove is two white porcelain rectangles on the counter. It turns out to be one of those new stoves with the burners under the glass. We have never seen a stove like this. We do not realize that the burners have been on because the top of the stove looks clean and white.